got the old cruise horn sound effect in there.
Yeah.
I
apparently like YouTube auto-played.
Does anybody else remember what it was that I said I wanted to talk about? And we'll talk about in the post-show. I feel like it was during the... Veterans Day. Thank you, executive producer. I'm being told in my ear that it was Veterans Day that we wanted to talk about. I, as you know, Adam, am now a very famous runner.
Well, now you're a famous runner.
Yeah. And people have seen my medal from my 5K and they're like, we're doing a 5K. You should come do your, you know, come do this 5K with us. So at work, they are doing a Veterans Day 5K this weekend.
Okay.
And so they sent out the email at work, you know, come, you know, join this Veterans Day 5K. It's not being sponsored by, or like we're sponsoring the race. Like we're a sponsor of the race. We're not putting it on. You know what I'm saying? We're just a sponsor of the race. And right. They're encouraging us to go and participate in the Veterans Day 5K. I looked at it and I'm like, oh, you know, now that I'm a professional runner, I should go and do this. I looked at it. The medal was so fucking ugly, Adam. It was the ugliest medal that I had ever seen. It was like a child had drawn army men holding a American flag the size of a dinner plate. It was huge and it was ugly and it was gross. And so I couldn't do it. I could not do the Veterans
Day. But you don't do the run for the medals.
Here's the thing. I don't celebrate Veterans Day because I have a very complicated relationship with the US military. And so I know that everyone is like, you're supposed to salute our vets and you're supposed to, you know, pay homage to our vets and give them, you know, the thanks for serving our country and everything. I have a real problem with that. This is not something that I want other people to have, you know what I'm saying? I don't preach this on a show or like say, you shouldn't celebrate blah, blah, blah. This is me. This is just me, Daniel, my own internal dialogue here. Because when I was a young child of 17, I took the ASVAB. Do you remember the ASVAB?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that.
The ASVAB. ASVAB is something that you could take in high school. You know, you take your SATs or whatever. You could take the ASVAB, which was an aptitude test for the armed services. So for, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, armed services. So I took the ASVAB because I actually wanted to go into the military. I wanted to join the military. And so I took the ASVAB test, which I scored ridiculously high on. So every single, you know, branch was rolling things out, you know, like, oh, yeah, come talk to us. Yeah, you can, we can get you any job that you want inside the, you know. So I went to the Army and I was just like, you know, you guys have a radio division. I would love to work in, that was what I would like to do. I'd like to do radio. So that was my...
So you'd be the guy going, good morning, Vietnam.
Or reading armed services radio. So like reading news reports or something like that. So they gave me a script to read. They set up a recorder and whatnot. And they gave me a script to read. I recorded my script, you know, it was some news story or whatever. I recorded it for them. And then they sent it off. And then they came back like a week later and they were like, no, they don't think you have a voice for radio. They don't think that you would be very good on the radio at all. And so I was just like, I was crushed. I was crushed, Adam. I was absolutely crushed that I couldn't do that. But the next best thing that I wanted to do was computers. And I know that the Air Force that my brother had been in wanted, you know, they had a really good technology program. And so you could actually go there and be a programmer. You could be a programmer in the Air Force, right? So I went to the Air Force and I'm like, you know, I am very interested in doing this. And they, on their final interview with me, they're like, well, let me ask you two questions, Mr. Brewer. Number one, when was the last time that you took drugs? And I was like, I've never taken drugs. And he was just like, and when was the last time that you had sex with a guy? And I was like, I've never had sex with a guy, which was not a lie. I was a total virgin at the time. He's like, well, I'm glad to hear you say those things. Cause you know what? In the Air Force, we don't want druggies and we don't want fags. And I wasn't out even to myself, although I suspected I was, right? I certainly knew that I was attracted to guys. That just cut through me. And you have to remember that in the time that I could join the military, there was no don't ask, don't tell. It was very much, if you're gay, you're out. Like if you're gay, you're going to get beat up and then get kicked out dishonorably, right? So I had to then decide whether I could do this or not. And I decided that no, I'm not going to run the risk of someone finding out who I am. And what, so I could not join the military. And so I remember that I wanted to join the military. I wanted to do things in the armed services, and they all basically shat upon me. So I have a real hard time when people talk about how great the armed services are and everything, because all I'm thinking is but I was never allowed to even participate in that. It's like, it wasn't like I could, you know, the only way I could participate in it would be to lie about who I was, which was against my moral code to do, which ironically, I was being prevented from doing because of so-called morals. But it was just, I have a very difficult relationship with the armed services. And so I'm not a big fan of Veteran Day, Memorial Day, or any of those things. My family served in the armed forces. My brother was in the Air Force. My dad was in the Navy. My grandfather was an Army Corps of Engineer. I have nothing against the armed services, but when I tried to join, it completely you know what I'm saying? It was like, they were basically like, no, we don't want you.
If you had been, we'd be referring to you as Colonel Brewer or Major Brewer, Lieutenant Brewer.
So I'm only going to be a lieutenant at 50.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
Captain Brewer.
But the thing that hurt the worst was the, no, you definitely can't work in radio. Because that was like my whole identity at the time. Like I DJ'd parties. I worked over the summer at an AM radio station reading the news and the weather. It was like, I really wanted to go in the radio. Like that was my thing. And to have some faceless, like it wasn't the recruiters.
Did they say, and now with weather, it's DJ Brewer. And then you'd go, or traffic. There's a little bit of a backup on the 52.
No, they gave me a story. Yeah. It was an AP news story to read or whatever. But the point was, is that it wasn't the recruiters that, said no, you know, it said that it was like, sent it off to some nameless, faceless person. And now that I think about it in retrospect, it's like, I didn't hear the recording. Like maybe they didn't record it very well. Maybe it was recorded badly or something like that.
I'm reporting from over the Highway 49. There's an accident in the left lane. I don't know.
Anyway, so fuck the Air Force. Fuck the Army.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you, Daniel.
So I'm not a big, supporter. I don't hold it against anyone that served in the armed forces, whatever, but I don't think that your shit doesn't
stay. They're a little more open now. Not still as much as they could be, but, I'm sure there's a lot of toxic masculinity still.
So one of the things that, is different on Mastodon, other than like Twitter, is the content warnings. So so let's say that you're going to go on a political rant, right? You, on your message, you mark it as with a little, a simple little sentence like politics or US politics or something like that. And what happens is when it shows up in the feed, it's collapsed. And then people can, if they're interested in politics, can click it and open it. Right. Now I have mine set to just open all of them all the time because I'm not, I don't care about content warnings or whatever. But if you're like a trans person and you're very sensitive about issues that deal with what, you know, sexuality or something like that, you know, having these little content warnings on it, it makes it, you know, just kind of polite. And it's like, it, your tweet is still there. It's just, or your message is still there. It's just not, you know, in people's face right away. But here's the thing. There are people, as you might imagine, Mastodon is experiencing an exponential growth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of Twitter refugees on Mastodon, and a lot of the old school Mastodon people are just going off on this whole content warning.
You need to make sure that your message is marked. And he's like, I would have put that under, you know, the thing that you're going to talk about cats, because some people get triggered when there's cats.
I was just looking in my feed here. There's actually a content warning called eye contact. Like someone was posting a selfie of themselves, but they content warned it as eye contact. Like there's people that are triggered by photos where people are looking at them. Like that's a thing. Like I don't want to see any photo that where people are looking at me.
So I thought, oh, well, I'll join LGBT dot or tech.lgbt so that I can be on the same instance as Daniel is.
Yes. Oh, no, they had to shut down.
Because so I went to their site and they said, it says we're not currently accepting new members.
Wait, but we got a thing about this here. I can invite you. No. I can only invite you to follow me or whatever. No, so tech.lgbt has been indeed that he suspended the new accounts earlier this evening because of the huge boost in traffic that's going through there. And he's when you join tech.lgbt, you have to like put some, you know, he checks out who you are or whatever. He's just like, you know, not like you're sexual identity or whatever, he's just making sure you're not a bot, right? So it's like there is a human being saying, yes, you can join it. However, you can join twit.social is a place that you could join. Mastodon.social. Actually, if you go to the website, joinmastodon.org, there is a, when you click on create an account, it will give you a place to search for different, instances that you can join on. So there's and they're based off of interest, right? So like, you know, I searched for tech and I saw the tech.lgbt and I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I'm gay and I'm in tech. But there's also other ones that are tech, you know, like techhub.social and Mastodon.lol, which is a community friendly towards anti-fascist members of the LGBTQ plus community, hackers and the like.
Huh.
But you can join any of them. I mean, it's super transparent to join them. I know that Leo is also going through. When you join on twit.social, it will take him a while to, you know, to approve you. Not like days or whatever, but like at least a day for him to approve you.
Okay.
And then I can give you some, on the cruise ship, I can show you some of the things on Mastodon.
I was seeing if there's a Docker Compose available to just spin up my own. But
here's the thing. Do you really want to spin up your own mess? Because then you have to do all the admin things of deciding whether you want to follow other Mastodon servers and have them, like they could, you could have a setting wrong and they'll just be like, oh, we're just going to block you because your setting's not set right and stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm just looking.
No. I'm saying you could eventually set up your own Mastodon server, but my advice to you would be just check it out first. Like just make a free account somewhere and check it out and see whether you even want to spend that kind of,
right,
you know, time and energy into it. Like we could do a Pride 48 Mastodon server.
Yeah.
You know, and we could offset the cost of that and, you know, have people do a Patreon or a donation or whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much traffic I would expect to get. So, and I already have DigitalOcean servers that I'm already paying for that I could, right, just spend something up.
No,
on.
I get that.
If it got
the problem that you have with the service is the way that Mastodon is written is like, so if I'm on your server and then I join, you know, I follow other, you know, a lot of other people, and there's, you know, there's things that are happening at the time that I'm following. They're sending out requests to get those people's information that are pulling in. So it's like, it's an exponential thing. So the more users you have, the more bandwidth you're going to use, especially if there's like photos and stuff involved. So, anyway,
I got it.
Check it out first. I'll look later. And then see if you like it or not.
They need to change that whole toot thing.
That is such a weird thing to be like focused on. It's like, how many times did people on Twitter call things tweets?
All the time. All the time. And then on TV shows or news or anything, they'll be like, oh, tweet us at, you know, at MSNBC or, you know, and if everybody switched to Mastodon, it'd be toot us at,
so
at Trevor Noah.
I think techhub.social is a hub primarily for passionate technologists, but everyone is welcome. That's one. And it looks like you don't have to apply. You can actually create it immediately on techhub.social. What else? You know, C.social. That's an application. Anyway, if anyone wants to follow me on Mastodon, I am Daniel Brewer at tech.lgbt.
Well, I mean, it looks, I've not used it, so I will definitely have to sign up and just try it out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And see what it's like. It looks a lot like Twitter.
It does, but it's with those content warning tags around it, as well as like certain links just won't render the same way they do on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, with the like forcing things in your face, like the, you know, the thumbnail stuff. But the back end that this is built off, there's also an Instagram clone called Pixel Fed, which uses the same back end, and it's the same thing. It's like an old Instagram where it's chronological, and it's just the people that you choose to follow in a chronological order. You know, and there's also there's a new podcasting one where it basically hosts your podcast, but as you publish new episodes, they're actually pushed out as content like that could be followed on Mastodon. And play the podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So it's
the only part is because it's federated and there are many different play. I mean, that's a pro and a con, right? Because less technical people are just going to be like, ugh, I can't bother with this or whatever. Yeah, but I mean, maybe that's good. Maybe
you don't
maybe
have to do the federated part.
Like, well, true. But I mean, you know, if you want to follow someone and you're not on the same server, you have to figure out how to follow, how to find them, how
right
to
there is a them, really like good kind of yeah stuff. There's a very good search tool built straight into it that lets you find people. You can also, if you have like, if you export your Twitter follower account or whatever, like however you do that, you can then upload it to Mastodon and it will match email addresses to say like, oh, here's these people that you followed on Twitter, or here's their Mastodon accounts.
I wonder if Baron Frosty has a Mastodon account.
You know, I didn't search for Baron Frosty. Let's see right now. Baron
search. Well, his username would be Frost My Tips or
let's see. People. There's LeBaron. There's Baron Montague. DJ Bear. You know what? I think that this is great. I think you should use that handle. I think when you create your account, just make it as Baron Frosty.
No. I'll probably do Geeky Gay. Hopefully I can get, because I couldn't get Geeky. Well, I guess I could. I guess on Twitter you can be at anything you want to be, but
not if it's taken. But the nice thing here is that your name can be unique on your server. It doesn't have to be unique federated wide. So
right,
that's how I'm Daniel Brewer at tech.lgbt instead of, you know, Daniel Brewer 269 or whatever.
apparently,
what is the site that Tim of
it
Tim
is
and James
snowing in Fayetteville right now?
I don't know. Tim of Tim and Jane. So let's see. Taste like burning. I'm not seeing any taste like burnings anywhere. Yeah, I don't know what he's.
I feel like the person who started Mastodon must have kind of missed the boat when it came to, because I mean, maybe he didn't want to monetize it, but I was thinking WordPress is a perfect example of something that's completely open source. You can, you know, just like Mastodon, you can, you know, contribute to it. You can, it's free to use. It's free to, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But they set up a whole company where they also make money if you want to host on their, you know, WordPress.com. I feel like, you know, that maybe he had no desire to do that, but.
Well, the whole point of Mastodon. So Mastodon is just a front end to the, whatever that back end system is called, app, something. So when I say that there's an Instagram clone, it just uses the same back end. It's
right.
ActivityPub.
Is it HubSubPubHub or HubSubHubHub or?
No, I think it's called ActivityHub. ActivityHub. Let's see. What is Mastodon protocol?
Oh, there it is.
ActivityPub is the name of the back end. So ActivityPub is the It's a protocol, is a decentralized social networking protocol based upon the ActivityStreams format. You can find it at w3.org/ActivityPub if you want to see the actual requirements of it. But it's an open source social messaging layer that Mastodon is then built on top of, in the same way that PixelFed, which is the Instagram clone, is built on top of ActivityPub. And this podcast, that's why you're able to do things like publish the podcast out, and it uses the ActivityPub thing, but you can follow somebody from that podcast thing in Mastodon. So you can, inside of Mastodon, you can follow people on PixelFed and just see their Instagram pictures come into your regular feed as if it were a Mastodon feed. So it's kind of cool in that way, in the sense that you don't have to have a PixelFed account to see people's PixelFed pictures, right? So if you search for like Leo on PixelFed, Leo Laporte on pixelfed.social. So if I look at Leo Laporte at pixelfed.social, I see his Instagram stuff, and I can follow him on Mastodon. And it's just his Instagram stuff. So it's kind of cool in that sense, right? That you can keep things all in one place. So imagine that you had your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook and whatever else all in one place, like all in under one app. Like all the people that you followed are, it's just one big activity feed. That's Mastodon. So it can be as complicated or as simple as you want. If you just want to follow people's Mastodon stuff, which is their tweet analogy, then you just do that. If you want to, you know, but the point is that you don't necessarily even have to know that they have a PixelFed account. You just like a picture that you see in the public feed and you're like, oh, I'll follow this person because they post a lot of pictures. It's their PixelFed account, but you know, you're getting it in your Mastodon feed. So it's kind of cool.
Well, I'm going to try it out.
Who are you going to be? Have you signed up? Can I find you?
No, I haven't. I don't know. And I've got to figure out what server I want to join. So I don't know that yet.
I just told you the one that you should join, that you could join right now. It's whatever the one I said.
You said techhub.social.
Yeah, techhub.social.
Or twit.social.
Yeah, all right. Twit.social, and you're going to have to wait. Techhub.social, you can have it right now. So what do you want your server to be?
I don't know. What if there are other ones?
There are, but you know what? You can move your account. And like I just said, it doesn't matter what server you're on. As long as you have access to the Fediverse, you can see everything.
Okay, fine. I'll just I'll sign up right here.
It doesn't matter what your home Mastodon is. I'm waiting.
Signing up right now.
Adam is signing up right now for Mastodon.
I'll see.
Does anybody in the chat room have anything particular that you want us to do on the cruise ship? Something that you wanted us to try or see since we're going on a cruise? Most of you are leveled. A message
with a confirmation link has been sent to your email. Please follow the link to activate your account.
Most of you are level 13 folks. If you
verify email address.
Want a particular piece, of us to try something like, oh, we're going to Puerto Rico. You should try, I don't know, rotten sausages or some local delicacy.
Where are you at? Tech.lgbt?
Tech.lgbt. Oh, you're going to follow me? You'll be my first follow request? I got a follow request. GeekyGay@techhub.social is following me. Oh, look at that. I'm going to follow him back. I followed him back. GeekyGay@techhub.social.
There you go. I'm sweet. There.
That is awesome. Now, your local feed is not going to have... Your local feed will have stuff. If you get, your home will have nothing because you're not yet... I haven't boosted anything, so I think all you're going to see on mine is like a couple of tweets, right?
Right.
But if you go to local, you'll see people that are posting on your local Mastodon, and then there's a federated tab if you go that. That's the wide world, the crazy wide world. The nice thing, though, is you can choose hashtags. So you can go through and you type in a search a hashtag, and then you can explore that hashtag and then follow people off that hashtag that you want. You can also follow a hashtag. So you can subscribe to a hashtag.
I see.
And then those things will show up in your...
You can come here if you want. We're not recording. I mean, we're still on the...
I'm waving at Mittens.
He's, yeah.
Hi. Hi, Mittens. Hi, Sydney.
Hi. I'm not showing the camera. Good grief. Why are you not responding?
I don't even know what happened. Was there a fire?
There's still a cops and flashing lights on Verona.
I was recording a show and my sound was off on my phone.
You didn't hear all the sirens?
No. Nope.
His headphones are very loud.
Huh? From Robbie's house.
Where is that in relation to us?
That's Verona.
It's Verona.
I don't know which one's Verona.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wait, Adam, before he leaves, say, wait, come back.
Wait. Daniel said, come back.
You got to give him that phrase. Ask him what that phrase means. I'm trying to find it. The one from our,
You're not coming back?
We need to know what bucus puso bucus isip means.
He left. He's done with me. Because I didn't know about the fire.
All right. I'll ask him on the cruise.
Fire in Tonti Town.
The fuck is that?
What?
I heard noise and then a crash.
That was him singing.
Oh, okay. And then there was a crash.
He was singing to our dog.
Got it. All right, I'm done talking about Veterans Day. I'm not going to talk anymore about Veterans Day. But the Mastodon, I don't think it's like for everyone, but I think you might enjoy it. It's very tech heavy. Most of the people on Mastodon are tech people, which is how Twitter was in the early days too, right? It's like so much of it reminds me of those early days of Twitter when it was actually fun. Oh my God, why does he look like me?
Why does what look like you?
Like out of the corner of my eye. All right, I could be crazy. I'm going to post this in the chat room. I could be crazy, but I saw this out of the corner of my eye. Does that not like look like at just corner of your eye? Does that not look like me?
I suppose. Yeah, that's Rainn Wilson.
No, I know who it is, but I'm looking at the news feed and it's like a little thumbnail. I'm like, wait. Is that my haircut? Those are my frames. He's got the beard. It's like, that looks like me. It's like, I mean, granted, my beard is grayer than that right now, but that looks like a picture of me from years ago. That's crazy. I never thought I looked like Rainn Wilson. Yes, I do. Or should I say he looks like me?
Well, who's older?
I'm sure I'm older. Yeah, I'm kind of bummed on the one hand that Twitter is dead, but on the other hand, it's like, you know what? Things can't.
Well, it's not dead.
Adam, it's dead.
There are still people tweeting on Twitter. So, I mean, it's not like not everyone has left Twitter, but
it doesn't matter. They don't need to. It's dead.
Okay.
He has killed it. He successfully killed it.
I mean, I think we have to wait and see, right? And he could fail and it could still be around and it could change owners again. And, you know, I mean, there are many things that could happen.
Thank you, Gary. We will have a fun cruise. Although, spoiler alert, Adam is not going on the same shore excursion as us.
Well, I signed up for the waiting list, but it is sold out.
And I also heard that he was like, we want to eat at more of the expensive.
You told me that we could do that.
We want to eat at more of the expensive restaurants, so we don't have time to spend with you. No, I'm kidding.
No, you told me, look at the list, and if you two want to eat anywhere else, do it.
Yeah, do.
You said that.
Of course.
We haven't. I mean, we haven't yet.
My thought was, is that on Royal, I never ate in the main dining room. Other than that one time, I never ate in the main dining room. And I feel like if I'm evaluating this cruise line, I should eat in the main dining room, and it's supposed to be really good food, so I should check and see. Oh, wow. He's a year older than me. He's 56. I take it back. I'm younger than him. So I guess I'm the one that looks
like
him.
So he's the OG.
That's right. I'm the one that looks like him.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure I was older than him.
Now, here's a question.
Yes, what?
Because I follow some porny stuff on Twitter.
Yes.
Is that allowed? I'm like,
yes.
Is that going to depend on what, but is that going to depend on what server you joined?
No. The beautiful thing about the content warning and the, so every image that you post, you can put a, you can classify it as sensitive or like, whatever. And so it doesn't show it like you can post pictures of penises all you want. They're not going to show up in people's faces. Now, the first thing I did on Mastodon was I went to my preferences and set it so that all, you know, I want to see every photo and I don't care about the content warning. I want to see all the content warnings. So it's like, don't make me click to open them. Just go ahead and open them. You know, show me the photos and I don't care about the content warning. Just show me all the stuff. So if I go and search in the search bar there, if I put in like, let's say NSFW, and then I find that there's a hashtag NSFW, I can click on that hashtag and go down the feed and I can see here's a guy in his jockstrap. Here's a, anime fox fucking an anime or a furry fox fucking a furry something. Here's someone using a fucking machine, a video of someone using a fucking machine. But the point is from there you would need to find, you know, do a little bit of work to find what hashtags they're using, you know, on the pictures that you do like, what hashtags are they using or what. You know, follow them and see who they're following and, you know, see what their feed looks like. Yeah, you can find, the porn is absolutely allowed, just like on Twitter. Porn is absolutely allowed on Mastodon. The only requirement is that you mark it as such.
Okay.
If I search for gay porn, yeah, there's a...
Because I don't want to break any rules or anything like that.
There's like a two... There's that gay porn hashtag that I'm looking at right now. There's somebody's penis right there. Went into the bathroom with his friend. He turns around and already has his cock out, telling him to bend over. It's a video. Playing though. Two friends having fun on cam together, not available.
If you do a search,
yeah,
does it search everywhere or only local?
No, it searches everywhere.
So you don't have to tell it search everywhere, it just automatically searches everywhere?
Yeah. When you do, if I'm assuming you're on the web, the Mastodon web interface.
Yeah.
I don't know about the search in apps, but yeah, the search on the web interface should search everywhere. It won't search all of everywhere, like all of history everywhere. Like it'll search for people and hashtags that are current. Like it's not going to go poll every server on the internet and say, hey, give me the last 30 days of your discussions. Like I want to find gay porn from, you know, a hashtag gay porn from the last 30 days. It's only going to find the, you know, hashtag gay porn from the last couple of hours. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
But then once you click into that hashtag, it then expands to, you know, you can go backwards in time. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think I'm going to keep my Twitter account as my porn account and then just do more conversation stuff on Mastodon.
I see. Because part of the only thing I use Twitter for nowadays is porn.
It's porn. Yeah. It's no, porn. Absolutely. I will continue. I have an alt Twitter account that I use for porn.
Oh, when he announces they're getting rid of all of that, that's when it's dead.
Yeah. But then even the porn may suffer, right? Because then if they start burying the content from people that aren't verified and the only people that are paying the $8 a month are like Helix Studios and something else, then you're no longer seeing a wide variety of amateur porn. You're only seeing like corporate porn and they want you to buy, you know, an account. You know, that's the thing. Then it becomes a less than exciting or less than interesting, you know, endeavor. Another major cruise line is out with an early Black Friday deal that brings big savings. Do you know what cruise line that is, Adam?
No, I don't.
It's the Celebrity Cruise Line. It's the latest cruise line to bring out a Black Friday deal well in advance of the popular shopping holiday. The line's new Black Friday promotion, which debuted Friday, will let you bring a companion on a cruise for just 25% of the amount it would normally cost, as long as you put down a deposit in the next 21 days. The buy one, get one 75% off promotion brings a 75% discount on the second person staying in a cabin for most celebrity sailings booked by December 1st. Now, you can book any cruise departing between December of 2022 and April of 2025. So all you have to do is, you know, put down a deposit on a cruise within the next 3 years, and Mittens is 75% off.
What cruise line was that?
Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Which is the upscale Royal. So it's owned by Royal, but it's the... Remember the Solstice was right next to us?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that's the Celebrity. Solstice is the...
See if you see a message from me.
At the moment, I don't, but let me get over here. Yeah, gotta remember, you're on a different server, so I don't know how often the two servers... Oh, wait. I see on my home feed, Geeky Gay says, hello, world.
Yep.
I see that.
It's my first message.
So what I have found is that most people are encouraged to do an introduction post. So, like, you know, you use hashtag introduction and then you talk about, you know, a little bit about yourself. Like, you have 500 and something characters, so like you can talk a lot about yourself. But what happens with the introduction tweets or toots is that people, when they see them, tend to promote them. Like if they like your what you wrote or whatever, they'll bump them so that other people can find you and stuff. So in fact, you could just go to hashtag introduction to kind of see what people are doing. But yeah, some people put pictures, some people put, you know, hey, I'm a 40-year-old, blah, 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 I live in this place, and I have cats, and I enjoy long walks in the rain, and pina coladas. I have not yet made an introduction post, so that's on my list. But today, I was... You know, they were putting in flooring all up to, I had, everything was packed up. So all I had to work on today was my iPad and my shitty work laptop. So that was it. So I couldn't really do a lot. The other reason that I wanted this, my desk to face this wall instead of that wall, is that the door to my office is now right here to my right.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be behind me to my left. So if I had...
You don't want anybody to sneak up on you?
Yeah, if I had any kind of porn or whatever on my monitors or whatever, it's like Zach would walk in and see them and I wouldn't even know he was there. You know what I'm saying?
Does he not want you looking at porn?
But he gets weird about it. He's like, what do you do? What's that all about? He's like, what's there? I was just like, whatever. But my point is now he can't see my monitors because the door's over there. So he would walk in and he would have to walk in and walk around me to see my monitor.
I see.
So it's a porn protection act.
Now I'm trying to find the perfect photo.
Is Kathy Marshall on Mastodon? Kathy, are you on Mastodon? Seriously, I feel like I should cut out this picture of Rainn Wilson and make it my icon on Mastodon.
I'll just put this one. I'm just going to...
Kathy Marshall is not... on. You have to edit your profile.
How do I edit my profile?
And then there should be a place so you can
set avatar, choose file.
Yep. Choose the file.
I'm going to choose it. Oh, I can't. I've got to make it square and everything before.
Oh, I just got a bloop.
Sucks.
What did I get a bloop about? Someone just blooped me.
I can't edit it.
I don't know. I didn't write it. notifications? I have a notification.
How do I? Yeah. Oh, it's going to make me. It's not. It doesn't have any way to crop your photo. I need to be able to. I'll have to make a cropped photo.
There is.
Wait. It's not square.
Wait. I got a thing for you. I got a thing for you.
For me?
Yep. Give me a moment. I have to scroll back up in this Discord chat to find the link for you. But I have a link for you. Something that will take care of that. It's an online token maker thing that you give it a picture and then you can center it and make a little frame around it or not a frame. You know what I'm saying? It's
Sorry. It's USB 1.
Okay, there it is. It's called I'm copying the link. I'm going to paste the link in. What do you want?
You can put it in Discord.
All right, I'll put it in Discord. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm looking at Discord right now.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Token stamp too.
Token stamp?
Yep. All right, I'm going to tinkle. I'll be right back.
Drop image here to start. Oh, I don't want a border. I don't want a border. I just want to... I'm going to do this. I want to do, I need to make it bigger. Nope, smaller. Oh, my face is kind of large. In that photo, oh well. I don't want a border though. That's fine. I'll just do that. How do I download it? How do I download it? Scale 1. Nope.
It's so shiny.
What's so shiny?
Our new floor. It's nice and shiny.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that carpet had to be 20 years old. It had to be like shitty 20-year-old carpet. I think Mastodon will remain niche. Maybe that's better. No, I agree it's better. It's like I'm enjoying the fact that it has chronological timelines.
Well, how do I... I'm assuming I can download this. Do I just save image as?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or right-click and copy the image.
It doesn't have a button to download image or anything. You just have to right-click on it.
They assume you know what the fuck you're doing.
At least I didn't see.
The one thing I do love the content warning thing about is spoilers, because it's like, oh God, I can't count the number of times that Survivor gets spoiled on Twitter because I haven't watched it yet. Like Dalton Ross from Entertainment Weekly will literally post an article about Survivor right after it airs. And I'm like, some of us have Paramount Plus and can't watch it till the next day. Could you please just...
Well, I mean, that happens everywhere, though. That's not...
But on Mastodon, if you put it behind a content warning, like you're right here, spoilers for
See what you're saying. Okay. I see what you're saying. There I am.
Let's see if I can see. So if I go here to home, I want to go to my followers. Direct messages, no. Oh, I don't know if it's on this screen. I think I have to be.
It's all right, but it's there. I have a photo. It's not just the default icon anymore. So I'm good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go. I did get a notification. Let's see what the notification. This is riveting. Oh, I'm
that,
sure
that I followed not, you probably.
Oh, that you followed me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have one follow. Anyone on level 13, if you want to follow me on Mastodon.
That's right. You're geeky.
I'm
gay.
At geeky gay at techhub.social.
True. Not to be confused with me, who is at Daniel Brewer at tech.lgbt.
Not any of those other geeky gays that you may find.
Oh, I should do that. Let me see. If I search for geeky gay. Yep, you're the only one that shows up, and there's your icon. Is that? Oh, I can't see it. Is that? That's not from the Alaskan trip.
No, it's not.
Look at you! Look at you with your Mastodon.
That's so weird. In some places, if I click on it,
yeah.
If I click on the photo,
yeah.
It pulls up a profile page. On the profile page, it's round.
Well, yeah, because
if I look on the timeline page, it's square.
Yeah.
Well,
same with mine.
But I'm cropped for square and it's round.
You know, I can't help you there, buddy. When you look at someone's profile page, oh no, it's square.
Yeah, but if you click on it, well, if you click
I'm going to your profile page.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll find a different photo or something. Because the problem is
it's still centered on your circle one though.
It's centered, but I mean, some it's circle and some it's square. And there's that site you gave me puts a border around it.
Yeah, but it's a very thin border. And it's not, it's fine, Adam. You're stressing about this way too much.
It's my, I got to put my best foot forward. It's my first time on Mastodon. I've got to make sure I toot correctly.
Well, you don't want to say toot because
I'm going to make sure that my toots aren't too smelly. That you know that I have fragrant, nice smelling toots. They'll be like, oh, that's a stinky toot. So what they say when there's like a post that someone doesn't like, it's a stinky toot.
Possibly. I don't know. I feel like I feel like I was off tonight. Was I off tonight? I feel like I was off tonight. I was on my back putting together. You know, resetting up equipment and stuff like right before.
I don't think you were off tonight.
You got here.
So you like, also thought we had a bad show last week. On the show, you said, oh, this is a horrible lineup. So,
yeah.
I don't think you were off. You always think that. You used to say every show was a train wreck.
It's true.
You know, the people who like us. I think you were fine.
Tom, like us.
There's nothing to worry about.
Tom, like
blow
us.
Blow me up. Tom
Likas.
1-800-5800-866.
Tom Likas.
Oh, now you're going to see. Now you're going to. Now I want to hear.
Hey, did you hear that Drew is having a monumental birthday in December?
No, I didn't.
Drew O'Brien, the author of Mother May I, or. We'll be right back. Yes, we get it. It's Tom like it. Oh, don't do this. Don't do this. Tom Likas.
From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And now, here he is.
Tom Likas. Hello.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show.
This is where America gets together to talk about the issues
you really care about.
Really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program.
It's not hosted by a radio talk show that is
not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon.
No!
I'm your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
All right, this is as fascinating as this is.
I used to listen to that show.
Are we done with Cruise? Is there any other thing that we need to talk about on the Cruise? The next time that I see you, Adam, I'm going to see you.
I know. I don't think, because you're doing one excursion, which you've already selected.
Unimportant.
And so if we look at excursions, it can't include you because you've already said you're only doing one excursion.
That's not true. If you want to do some other excursion and it's something that Zach wants to do, I'll do it.
We're looking at other restaurants. But other than that, I mean, there's nothing else we have to pre-book or make sure that we're doing together or anything like that.
So I'm debating on whether to tell you this or not.
Why?
So you may recall that we used to be on deck six. Like our cabin was on deck six.
Oh, I don't know where your cabin was, but sure. Okay.
We're no longer on deck six. We're now on deck four.
I don't even know what deck I'm on. They're going to tell me when I get there.
What's your cabin number? That's your deck.
I don't even know.
Well, it's on your Holland America website. The web that you love so much.
The wonderful world of Holland America?
Yes. It is... whatever the first digit is on your stateroom, that's your deck.
November 19th through November 26th.
Yeah. Stateroom. Stateroom.
It's VD.
Yes.
Like venereal disease.
Got it.
5008.
Okay. So you are on deck five. We moved to deck four because our travel agent called us the other day and said, hey, upgrade offer from Holland America. If you want to move to a Vista suite, it's $149 a person. So basically $298 for you to upgrade to a Vista.
So you're going
to
be in a suite again with a butler or some shit.
No, actually it's not concierge and it's only a little bit bigger than your room. It's, you know, a regular veranda room. So it's just a little bit bigger than that. Not much.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, maybe we,
no,
wait,
V.
I don't
know what all right. Of- look, you have a V is, sorry, it's, this is not complicated. Your room is VD, which is a veranda class D. So it's fine. You're in a veranda room. You have a balcony.
Oh, it's fine. Your room is fine, Adam.
Ours is only going to be a little bit bigger than yours. And
we're in the palatial VO suite, but you're in the VD. But you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Now we could have, for the same price, done a Vista spa suite, which just includes priority stuff at the spa.
And oh yeah. Mark told me that you're getting a mani-pedi.
I am. I've never had one. I've never gotten a manicure.
Daniel's asking us if we're getting any spa treatments. Like, okay, like we don't do spa treatments. We just use the, so the thing is,
yeah. So the, I told him that I said, there's a spa thing that lets you use all the different temperature things for $150 right. for the week. And I said, I know Adam likes that.
Oh, that's what we do. But normally what we'll do is on the first day, we go to the spa and they are happy to give you a tour.
Yeah.
And they show you all the showers and steam room and hot tub and whatever they have.
Yep.
And then we look at it and we go, huh, that looks good. And then we say, yeah, we'll do the day package for the week or whatever.
Well, there you go. You can join us because Zach is getting a deep tissue muscle massage at 3:30 on embarkation day.
Well, we haven't decided if we're doing it. We want to do the tour first.
I know, but this will be the time that you're doing the tour because we leave at 3 p.m. and at 3:30, he's got a deep tissue muscle
immediately.
Massage. Yeah. And then I have my mani-pedi at 4:15.
Wow. I think that's a bad time to choose because that's when they're giving all the tours. People are going to be walking past you, like peering in windows and stuff as you're getting your deep tissue massage.
I'm not getting a deep tissue massage.
Here are the massage beds to your right. And grandma and grandpa are going to be, oh, that's nice, Elaine. Maybe we should get a massage. You know, that's when people do it. The first day when they get on, they do the spa tour.
Kathy Marshall has a really good point here, Adam. Perhaps the reason Holland America has a shitty website is that most passengers just interact through their travel agents. I'm just like, my travel agent called me and said, hey, by the way, there's this really good deal. You should...
I understand. I'm not against travel agents. We just book things ourselves.
And the reason, because we could have gone to the Neptune suite, which is concierge, but we didn't do that. Because I was like, no, because then it's going to be like last time where we're like, oh, we have a specialty.
Well, you just purchased the floors.
We have a specialty restaurant and they can't go to it and stuff like that. It's like,
we came into your thought process as you were deciding on this?
Of course you did.
Okay.
Always.
Well, they didn't make an offer to me.
What? Because you don't have a travel agent.
I don't have a travel agent. They're like, oh, we're not messing with this person with no travel agent. He can't even use the website.
I'm looking forward to this cruise. Now I'm John and Bernie, who are the people that we met at camp, the ones that kicked this whole thing off.
So they kicked this pig?
Yeah. They asked the other day, they were just like, oh, well, what night are you doing Pinnacle? Maybe we'll join you. So we may have six people for dinner. Now they are concierge, so they can make that happen. Like they can get their concierge person to make that happen.
Well, all I know is you owe me.
What do I owe you? Oh, yeah.
$90 or something.
Yeah, I owe you $90.
Or they can refund me if we do it some other way.
No, this is the plan.
Because it doesn't make sense for you to pay Daniel, but also have it for free as well.
I agree. What's going to happen? I'm going to go on the ship. When we get on the ship, I'm going to go to the concierge there and I'm going to say, hey, we had a dinner Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for two, but we wanted to eat with them, but the only foretop was available was later. So I just had him go ahead and book it. Can we just cancel our 7 o'clock one and apply our credits to his other two seats on his? And they're either going to say yes, which they probably will, or they'll say no, in which case, yeah, I'll pay you the $90. I'm not going to lose sleep over $90.
When I was checking in, there was an option on one of the pages to add other guests to my reservation.
Yeah.
I tried to do it and it gave me that same error message, but I tried it in incognito. It didn't work either. But I was wondering if I did that, if I could have then gone in and selected you on the dinner.
Possibly.
And then maybe it would have saw that you had a free whatever and then done it for me. Although that is wishful thinking because their website
sucks.
Sucks.
You're doing the Seth Meyers, like their website sucks.
Yes.
All right. I'm doing this. I don't have a problem with their website.
Because with Royal Caribbean, I was able to add you guys to my reservation. And then anything I did, yours and Zach's name came up. Exactly. I could say, oh, yeah, they're joining me as well or whatever. And I could just check you. And it was super simple.
I'm looking here. Let's see. I don't see anything that says add a person. Payment, promo code, travel plan.
Well, it was specifically on the check-in.
Oh, on the check-in. No, we don't care about check-in. We want the... unless you're going to pay for our cruise. I mean, you're welcome to pay for our cruise.
I mean, it's already paid for, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it's already
paid for. Well.
We put it on American Express.
It was during check-in.
I paid off American Express, so yeah, it's paid for.
Well, there you go. Did you do the thing where you just do a down payment and then you pay a little bit, or did you just pay the full amount or like put the full amount on your credit card like right away?
I did the down payment and then my travel agent said, okay, well, I'll just charge the rest on this day. So if the prices go down, then they do. It's like, I'm going to wait until the last day to actually charge your card. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But he could have done it all at once. I wouldn't have cared either way. Because I knew I was paying that card off because of my inheritance stuff. Yeah, I don't see anything here that says link another party. It doesn't matter. We'll do it on the ship. It'll be fine. Everything.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. We'll do it on the day of. We'll do it live.
I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone still awake in the chat room, but I'm curious. If you go to specialty dining, there are 5 specialty dining restaurants. I'm curious what the other one is that you want to go to.
I don't know. We haven't looked yet.
Well, then click on specialty dining.
I'm not even sure if we're going to. Mark just said, do you want to look at the other restaurants? I said, sure, we can.
Okay. I'll tell you what they are. Are you ready?
I'm looking right now.
I'm going to tell you what they are. Canaletto is an Italian restaurant.
I mean, that would be not, we like Italian.
So. Rudy's Sel de Mar is the head chef.
Daniel,
what?
I literally just clicked on specialty dining.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
Service error. We're sorry. It looks like we're having trouble getting the information we need to display the page.
They hate you.
Please try again or come back later.
They hate you.
This is like United Airlines and Mark.
You. Right. So Rudy's Sel de Mar. Here, can I share my screen? Yeah. Rudy's. Stop video settings.
No, I'm just going to open an incognito window.
How do I share my screen? Oh, there it is. Share my screen.
New incognito window.
I'm sharing my screen, Adam. I'm sharing my screen. So here's the specialty dining is we have Canaletto, which is Italian.
Yeah, not the sushi one.
Name Sushi. Also, Rudy's Sel de Mer. So the head chef of Royal Caribbean is named Rudy. And this is normal.
Oh, that's also going to be a seafood place.
Yes, exactly. It's a seafood place. So the only choices that you have are Canaletto and Tamarind. Now, Tamarind you might be interested in, and I might be interested in it too. And if I don't like the main dining room, then I would be more amenable to doing this. But Tamarind, like here's their menu. It's an Asian something fusion. So it's like...
It's working in incognito.
It's Asian. So it's something. It's like Penang red curry. I love Penang curry. So it's like Penang red curry. Yeah, I would...
Crispy lotus, wok seared vegetables, roasted peanuts.
Dan Dan noodles.
Oh, this sounds good, actually. There's a wasabi and soy crusted beef tenderloin with tempura of onion rings and tomkatsu sauce. Yeah.
So I could see myself eating.
There's a yuzu cheesecake.
Yeah, I could see myself.
Chicken lollipops.
I could see myself eating here. But I can't really, when I look at the Italian restaurant, it's really kind of.
And it's cheap too.
It's
$22.40,
and it's snoozy. And but I know that their main dining room is supposed to be really really good, but like here's their menu:
lasagna bolognese, spaghetti alla vongole,
yeah, lobster and shrimp ravioli,
dottarini tomato risotto,
blah blah. And it looks like they have specials depending on which night you're eating there.
Oh, Osobuco. Yeah. I like Osobuco.
I love me an Osobuco, but I don't know that this is going to be any better
beef
than the
short rib brisado Barolo with creamy polenta. Oh, I love a creamy polenta.
I feel like this is going to be
roasted parsnips.
Supposedly the main dining room is really, really good. So, you know, I'm going to take their word.
But the thing is, yeah, I mean, we're going to do,
if we don't like the main dining room, then I'm all in for eating it.
No, we can do it. But I'm just saying, like, these specialty restaurants are very cheap.
Okay.
It's not like $46 is the most, $47.20 is the most expensive one. That's cheap.
I'm going to ask you this question. What is the name of the
per
place?
Per person.
What is the name of the place that we're going in Puerto
Rico? We have that. In fact, I have Whataburger ketchup in my pantry right now. What?
In Puerto Rico. Where are we going in Puerto Rico?
Also, I didn't put it in the refrigerator. And I opened it.
Are we going to
Where are we going? San Juan,
San
right?
San Juan. Okay, San Juan.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's the capital.
I'm looking for a specific video. All right. I don't know if you know who Ordinary Adventures are.
Okay, we're all done.
But I'm going to tell you.
I don't.
I'm going to tell you. They went to.
For my drink, I ordered a Coke Zero, which I would normally not talk about a Coke Zero because that's not unique. But I wanted to talk about how it was presented. They brought it over in an old can that has been re-wrapped.
Yeah, we don't care.
The name of the
we don't care, Peter.
What the fungo is.
All right.
It's cool. When you're in Puerto Rico, I've been told that you got to get the mofongo.
Mofongo.
What the fungo is. It's a Puerto Rican dish with fried plantains as the main ingredient. The plantains are picked green and fried and mashed with salt, garlic, broth, and olive oil in a wooden pylon. The goal is to produce a tight ball of mashed plantains that will absorb the depending ingredients. We got skirt steak and chimichurri. It looks incredible.
It does. This is what sold us.
Especially in this like wooden...
I'm not a big fan of mofongo, but yeah.
Oh my God, it looks so good. And I was just like, we're going to be in
Puerto It's Rico. Very, it, well, I mean, obviously it would depend on where you get it and how, like, but when I've had it before, it's been so bland. It is just like a mashed, it's not sweet because they don't, like a plantain is not as sweet as a banana and that they do it when it's less ripe as well. Or at least when I've had it.
All right, I'm
and
clicking.
It's just been very starchy.
I'm plain. Posting the link in the chat room, and it's got the time code in it, so it's directly to the what'd you call
container?
It?
Container.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Mm, that is so good. Back home, we're used to eating at some Argentinian places that put the chimichurri on the.
Oh, it looks really good. This is a place near the cruise port in San Juan, and I'm like, okay. We don't dock till 1 o'clock, so we can maybe like wait and do lunch at. This
we can. We certainly can.
Because we're doing the forts, right? We're going to go do the forts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't remember if we talked about it, but I'm up for the forts.
So what I found out, I mean, there's $100 shore excursions to tour the forts, but they're national parks. They're part of the U.S. national park system. Uh-huh. So all you have to do is go buy a park pass for $10 and you can walk through them all day long. So it's like, so we're just going to go buy the park pass and go walk to them because they're within walking distance of the cruise port. Anyways,
Cyclone is saying El Yunque rainforest is terrific. I think that would be a bit of a drive from the cruise port.
It's also,
and Mark and I already went there.
Yes, so. Also the roads are washed out from that last hurricane. And so they, the El Yunque as the last I looked, which is a couple of months ago, is still not open. I mean, it's open, the roads are open, but all the stops are closed. There's like, that's also part of the national park system. No, I feel like, I'm super
I want
happy.
To do something for real. I don't know if it's going to be an excursion, but I really want to do something in Turks and Caicos because we've never been there.
No, I haven't either.
So,
Turks
and Caicos.
Yeah, but if you've watched the videos of Turks and Caicos, it's like a tiny, tiny little island. So my thought is we're going to get off the cruise ship. We're going to go to the left and we're going to head up to the shipwreck. So that's past all the beach chairs and stuff like that. And it's this ship that's on shore that has a bar inside of it, but also has an upstairs and then like a poop deck, you know, upstairs, crow's nest kind of a thing. So, but the further north you go on the beach, the less people there are. So like we can go up there and then go and snorkel or whatever we want to do around there. Instead,
Mark will want to do a beach at some point. Like,
well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We
get
can go,
a chair, have yeah. a, whatever, you know, relax, because so, he loves beaches.
So. Turks and Caicos, all the chairs near the cruise ship are free. And then there's a demarcation line that then you're no longer in the cruise port area, and then you get the people that charge for the... But if you stay inside the cruise ship area, which is both the north and the south side of the dock, all those chairs are free. Like, all those beach chairs are... If you want a... What are those called? Clamshell.
I mean, I don't mind paying for a chair, but it's always stressful trying to find someone who's running and to know who the person is who you're supposed to talk to. And I hate walking on sand. Ugh.
I mean, I want to go up to the shipwreck. I think we'll go up to the shipwreck, and that'll be less people there. We can go out to we can do the beach there. And I figure we'll get some snorkel equipment and learn how to snorkel. So that when I do my St. John's snorkeling thing, I'm, you know, at least have learned how to snorkel.
We may just in St. John in St.
Thomas. I'm sorry.
In St. Thomas, we may just go to the top of the mountain because I want to get another banana daiquiri.
Oh yeah, we can do that. I'm totally up for that. Here's
you're doing an excursion.
But it's not going to be all day. Well, maybe. I don't know. No, Cyclone was talking about, that same video that I sent you, they went and did the Bacardi distillery tour. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds awesome. I would love to go to the, but apparently he says
it's a joke.
It's a joke, except for the free drinks.
Well, in St. Thomas, the only reason to go to the top of the mountain is to get a banana daiquiri, but it is so good.
All right.
It is so good. It's just a big, it's just a big gift shop. But it has an amazing view. That all on the back side of it, it's just a like a balcony, like a thing, and you go out there and you just see the ocean and the whatever, and you get a banana daiquiri. And
all right, here's what's going on. St. Thomas, we arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
our snorkel thing is at 8:30.
Yep,
and we depart at 5 p.m. So I'm sure we'll be back by lunchtime.
Oh, we could. We could then. Mark and I could do, say, I don't know if we want to do anything or not, but we could either meet at the ship and then go have lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you want to eat on the ship.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm fine.
Because I would say we could go have lunch and then have a banana daiquiri afterwards or something or whatever.
No, we'll do that. We'll totally do that.
There's also some places to eat. Okay. Near, but not right next to that. The only problem will be travel. I mean, it's not huge, sure. But it's not within walking distance.
They have tuk-tuks or something we can buy.
They have Uber or something. But yeah, we rented a car when we were there. So that was the only thing.
I mean, look, let's be perfectly honest. I mean, you make twice as much as I do, and we're very comfortable. So it's like, whatever. If it costs $20 for a car,
oh no, I don't mind. I'm just like, it's always a struggle to be like, oh, is Uber here? Is there a taxi? Like, what can I? Because we had a rental car last time, but that was a horrible experience, as we all know.
They match you through a room telling you how they were in Cuba, but fled to Puerto Rico, then sit you down to watch them mix a few drinks. And then you exit through the gift shop.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Mark and I, when we were in Italy, we did this bus tour thing. Uh-huh. And actually, I enjoyed the tour. But one of the stops is they take you to a limoncello factory.
Yeah.
Air quotes. And it's tiny. And you just like go, you line up and you go past a window where you see all these lemons on a conveyor belt. And that's basically it. They give you like a 5-minute speech about how they make limoncello.
You know,
you see some lemons on a conveyor belt, and then you're dropped in the gift shop.
You know what you should do?
What?
I'm looking.
They did have some really good.
You should do this.
They had some really good cake in the limoncello factory, though.
You should do this.
Good.
You should do this. In Puerto Rico, there's a bioluminescent bay kayaking excursion.
We've never done one of those before.
You should do it.
Wouldn't that have to be at night? And we're leaving at 5.
No, we leave Puerto Rico at 10 p.m. Where you were talking about St. Thomas.
Oh, yeah. So we leave Puerto Rico at 10 p.m.
Yeah, we're there at night. We get there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're there until 10 o'clock at night. Actually, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, that would be fun. I've always seen those, but we've never done one.
They're $169 a person, and you have $100 credit, so it's only going to be $70 a person for you to do it.
Right.
It's right here. Oh, it's available right here. It's 5.5 hours. Activity level strenuous.
I'd talk to him about that if he wants to do a strenuous activity.
You have to kayak. You know what? Yeah, I feel like these activity levels.
Although we kayaked in.
These activity levels are written for 80-year-olds.
Like, where did we kayak? We must have kayaked in. It was definitely a cruise stop, I think. No. Maybe it was St. Thomas it might have been in St. Thomas. It was a mangrove area that we were kayaking through, and it was kind of stinky.
Because our thought was, all right, the excursion itself, relaxing trip into the enchanting bioluminescent bay at Laguna Grande at Fajardo. Under the blanket of a night sky and in the company of historic lighthouse, you'll kayak through a calm water, literally making it glow as you paddle. The bay is... Enjoy refreshments upon your return to shore. I feel like when we're there, we could probably find kayaks to go and do that, like that are not $169, because they're also giving you refreshments and stuff like that. So I feel like you should book that as your excursion so that you at least have it booked. And then if we can join you, like if we can, you know, join that, or we can go kayaking on our own or whatever, but we can try to do it on our own. But, I mean, the excursion that we're taking is just a snorkeling thing. And you already said that Mark hates snorkeling.
Actually, I talked to him about it. He said, no, I don't. He's like, I don't hate snorkeling. What are you talking about? He said, I just don't like it when they don't have a life vest.
Because when we're at Half Moon Key.
He said, I like snorkeling.
When we're at Half Moon Key, we can do snorkeling there too.
No, he likes snorkeling. Apparently, in Key West,
yes,
they took us out on a boat out into very deep water. And that was the snorkeling. And there were no life jackets. They had pool noodles. I'm not joking. There was no life. If you couldn't swim, no life jackets, just those foam pool noodles. And
here's the thing.
The water was choppy and it was deep. And Mark doesn't think he knows how to swim.
Okay. Here's the thing.
He hated it.
All right, but here's the thing. More than likely, when we get to our excursion, we could just say, like we have two more people. Can they just pay to come on? And they're going to be like, yeah, whatever. It's like, I don't think, you know. And if you can't, it's just snorkeling.
All right. I mean, we're not going to cry over it or anything.
We'll miss you.
23rd. Let me look again.
We'll miss you. I mean, I could cancel this one because there's a horse riding one that looks really cool.
Do your trip. There's a champagne catamaran sail and snorkel.
You should do that. Here's the thing. When we went on our Disney cruise and we went snorkeling out at Castaway Key, I thought that I was going to come away from that as a widower. Like, Zach was following me out snorkeling and he was just panting. He was dying. You know, I thought he was going to drown. It was like, we were out at the edge and I'm just like, oh my God, we're really far away from anything where he could touch the bottom and he's really struggling. And it's like,
Is he not a good swimmer or what?
No, he's not, because he's not from, I mean, I'm from Florida. I grew up on water, right? Just like,
I'm a very good swimmer and I'm from Arkansas.
Okay. I'm saying he's from Illinois and, he's not good at swimming. So, to me, you know, I was a fish as a child. I mean, that's what we do in Florida. We swim. So
I used to lay on the bottom of the swimming pool and look up through the water.
I would. Right. But all I'm saying is he's not a very strong swimmer. So I chose this shore excursion specifically because it says they're going to teach you how to snorkel and then take you to the places to snorkel. So I did it more for him than for me because I'm fine snorkeling. It's like, I could do that. But I feel like at Turks and Caicos, if there's an opportunity to rent snorkeling equipment, I will probably try to do that for Zach. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that with Zach to try to get him to learn how to snorkel in a place before we get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's try it here, you know, in this
room. I mean, Mark and I snorkel. Like when we, when we were in Europe, one of the places we found a beach and we just rented some snorkel equipment and then did some snorkeling around and stuff. So, I mean, we normally do some snorkeling when we're on beaches.
Do you think Auntie Scott is listening to this?
I don't, because he hasn't talked all night. I don't think he's ever said anything.
I think he's like literally just comes in the chat room and puts his on mute and then like doesn't listen to us at all.
Well, sometimes he does, because sometimes he'll actually talk, but he hasn't said anything tonight. So I think he put it on and then they're doing other things.
I want to know what monumental birthday Drew is about to have. Because Drew said, oh, yeah, my birthday's in December.
It would be 60, wouldn't it?
Is it 60? So is Drew, because I feel like Scott is 10 years older than me. Is Drew only like 5 years older than me?
Well, I know Drew is younger than Scott, or I'm pretty sure Drew is younger than Scott.
Yeah.
And Scott is 64?
64, 65. 65. So I feel like Drew is turning 60.
I feel like Drew would be turning 60.
He said it's a WTF birthday. And I guess, you know, what do you have 40, 60, 80? Are those your WTF birthdays, right?
Like what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe I'm this old, right? Like when you turn 40, like, oh, you're over the hill. Like when you turn.
I mean, I feel like every 10 from now on is going to be a what the fuck. When I turn 50, I'll be like, oh, 50. When I'm 60, I'll be saying that. Or maybe by the time I'm 60, I'll just be like, another year.
You know what? I'm enjoying my 50s a lot. I think
I don't enjoy knowing that I'm in my 40s because it feels like I'm officially old. I know that really young people think 30s is old, but when you're in your 30s, you think, oh no, this is still not old. I'm just a little bit older than people in their 20s. But when I hit 40, I was like, yep, I'm old.
At the sex party that we went to, I was, you know,
all these young boys have Santa Claus fantasies. I don't like it's they're, you know,
this wasn't,
they're just
this
like,
wasn't
oh,
young
can
boys.
I sit on your knee?
This wasn't young boys. This was a mixture of ages, but I was
very popular.
I've
been a naughty boy this year.
I was very popular at the sex party. I was shocked by that. I was very popular at the sex party. Which got completely reversed when we went camping because there was this couple that we were talking to and around the campfire and we had been talking to them all night. And I ran into them much later at night and they were like, yeah, we're going up to the gentleman's club, but there's like nothing going on there because we were just at the pool and there's nothing going on there. And I was like, oh, well, if we all went up to the gentleman's club, there would be three of us. And they were like, yeah, we're going to go walk over here. I'm like, Oh, I just got shot down. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, it happens. I always used to tell myself, well, everybody has their own taste and it doesn't mean anything about you. It just means that you're not their specific taste. And
no,
there'll be someone that will find,
but
I don't really believe that on the inside,
but
I tell myself that.
But they had been flirting with us all evening. And now I understand that they were actually just flirting with Zach.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
And he was like, okay, I'm going to go back to the RV and play.
No, Zach had already gone to bed. Yeah, Zach had already left and gone to bed. So this is like, you know, late at night. And
what does he play? Not Call of Duty. League of Legends?
Final Fantasy 14. Okay. Yeah, Final Fantasy 14. All right, so let's talk about the important things. We're going to bring code names.
Okay, we're going to bring Monopoly Deal.
And we have another game.
Phase 10. I'm going to bring Phase 10 as well.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I know you love it. I did.
I really did. It was long. It was very long, but I liked it. No, we're going to bring another game that we just bought called Sushi Go, which I don't know if you've ever played before, but it's fairly easy as a card game. It's got special cards and stuff. But yeah, so we're going to bring Sushi Go and Codenames, I think, are the two that we're going to bring.
That's fine.
Because they're expandable.
I'm not going to bring any board games because I don't want to pack anything that's that big.
No. But I figure with the LGBT, meetup and with John and Bernie being on the cruise, and they also have another couple that is also taking the cruise. So I feel like, you know, if we got into a group thing where we were going to play a game, Codenames is really amenable to just splitting into two groups, right? So it's like Codenames, doesn't matter how many people are playing, you can do it with however many. And then I don't know if Monopoly Play is like that. How many players is optimal for that?
I don't know what the limit is. I mean, you know, it's a card game, so you can... I want to say maybe max 8 players or something.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure
I'll have to look at the deck and see.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring Codenames, because I figure that it doesn't matter how many people play. You can always just play on teams. Because there's two teams and it can be 6 people, you know, 6 guessers and a clue giver, and that's great.
Right.
All right. Anything else? I'm excited. Are you excited about the cruise?
Yes, I'm excited.
Pass the pigs. What is this? Pass the pigs. That is a guaranteed way to get a plosive on your microphone there. Pass the pigs pig party.
When you say pig party to Daniel, it means something completely different. So, you know.
So we will be videoing. But we're not going to do a daily video like we did last time.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can arrange that. You can just be like, okay, we're going to video this time. We'll be like, okay, I'll be in the room.
Are you going to bring, should I bring my P4? Are you bringing your P4? Remember, I don't have to check baggage. We're driving down. So I can, if there's something you don't want to bring on the plane, I can bring.
Well, I'm trying to decide, what did we do? Did we bring actual microphones?
Yeah, I brought my
I could just, I only have one though, but I was thinking I might just bring my Rode, the wireless thing.
Yeah.
The little square wireless thing, because it doesn't sound horrible and it's much smaller.
Yeah. But you can hook that to your P4, right?
Yeah.
As a channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'll just bring a pod mic. So I'll just bring one of my pod mics.
Yeah. So, because I don't want to pack the microphone is the only thing.
Okay. My question is, do you want me to bring my P4 or do you want to pack your P4? Because you can use it for Geeky Gay or whatever.
Can pack my P4 because I'm going to do Geeky Gay.
I know. So I'm saying you can use my P4 to do Geeky Gay.
Oh, but that's a problem. I'll bring mine because I don't want to be like having to transfer it back and forth.
No, I'm saying you can just keep the P4 during the cruise.
That's fine. I will bring my P4. You can bring yours if you want, but I will bring mine.
No, I'm not going to bring mine. I'm going to bring my pod mic and nothing else. I held it last time and I'm fine with that.
Your pod mic is XLR?
Yes. I need a cable too? I'll bring my pod mic and a cable.
Okay.
And then, because I didn't mind holding it last time. It didn't bother me to hold it. And it's like, there wasn't that much, you know, noise on the recording. So I'll bring my pod mic and XLR. Okay. And then anything else that we need to cover? We're going to have a GoPro and a 4K camera and anything else that we're going to need? I don't think so. I think we're good.
I don't think so.
Be good. I need to make sure that we actually do the food this time, though.
That we do the food?
Yeah, like we didn't take a lot of video of our food during the Royal Caribbean cruise because every restaurant had those fucking LED lights that caused a flicker on video. So Holland America actually uses, you know, incandescent bulbs. Because of the old people.
This is, is that not gonna...
JPEG. Do you want to open? Yes, I want to open.
Open. Why didn't it just show up?
I don't know. Now I'm having to open a file, and did you send me spam? It's just called JPEG. It literally doesn't recognize it as a picture or anything. Like if I try to rename it JPEG.JPEG. .jpg. Now it thinks it's a picture, and now it will show it to me. Oh, look, it's mittens in the snow. All right, anyone who got the link from Adam, you need to rename the file to in .jpg.
Well, can I edit it? Because it came from me.
But yeah, I see it's Mark out in the snow, which would definitely counteract a fire.
That was tonight.
So there's one thing.
Not here, though.
There's one thing. Fayetteville. There's one thing.
Yeah.
I know you guys are getting in the morning on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to leave here. We can't leave here until about 2 o'clock. And
we're working until 5. So.
No, I get it. But it's like a 5-hour drive. So we're not going to be down in Fort Lauderdale to the hotel till like 7 to 8, somewhere between 7 and 8. So I didn't know if that was too late for you guys to do dinner or whether you wanted to go ahead and just do dinner without us and we'll just meet you in the morning kind of thing. I mean, when we get there, we'll still talk to you, you know, we'll still hook up with you, but I just didn't want you to
remind me what time
between 7:30 and 8, which would be between 6:30 and 7 your time.
Well, I think we can play it by ear, but we normally eat around 8 or 8:30. So.
So,
normally, I just I don't know what it's going to be like on Friday, so we can just let you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going anywhere fancy or whatever. We're just going to eat someplace, but I figured I would just let you know. And I mean, so I'll have my truck, and so you don't need to worry about a car unless you need one during the day or whatever. But you don't need to worry, you know, I'll drive.
No, we're going to get an Uber from the airport to the hotel.
Okay.
That's it. They will just be at the hotel.
Yeah. And then on Saturday morning, you can just ride with us to the parking garage and take parking lot and take the shuttle. And
sounds like a plan.
I think the shuttle's like $10 or something.
Did your echo say something?
Nope. That was yours.
Oh, okay. By the way, I've got to go to bed soon because we have to take Sydney to the vet at 8. Actually, 7:30.
Who is Sydney?
Our dog.
I know that. I just wanted to hear you say, Sydney, yeah,
Sydney,
our dog.
Sydney, our dog. We have to take her to the vet because she has to get a Bordetella shot.
Say goodnight to Level 13.
Goodnight, Level 13. We will talk to you from the cruise ship.
From the cruise ship.